turundusuudised.
This is a news I found from a portal called fastcodedesign.com, and the article is about an organization that is called ACLU, and it's in the United States, and it's fighting for public rights. And they have changed the mission from being an authoritative organization of experts to one who is inclusive, conversational, with its allies and supporters. And they have changed their practices based on design. And they say also that that they are very active now in the frontline protests, arranging all different rallies, communicating directly with people on Twitter, and so on and so on. And besides that, they also changed a bit about the visual identity to be reflected more as they are now. So, how do you comment it? It was part of the news connected to design strategy. Is it a good example, or should they have done something differently? Just a brief comment.
I have seen a little bit of the report you mentioned, and the ACLU, I guess, is the word coming out of an acronym, and acronyms are always interesting from an identity or a brand point of view. So, when I first looked at it, I thought, ACLU, now I wonder what that stands for. And I Googled ACLU. And there's quite a lot of different organizations of remarkable variety of interests that are called ACLU. But of course, there's the American, the American Civil Liberties Union, I think, yes.
Yeah, probably.
Of course, what's important is that this organization is nearly 90 years old. So that's really, really important. So I think to have taken a brand strategy to somehow or other give it a new name, for example, said maybe their branding strategy would have been saying, oh, it's time we had a new name. I think they've made a good decision to maintain that heritage. So they've kept the ACLU as their main brand mark. What they have done, I understand, is that they, in the past, I looked a little bit at what their past logos were. And they used the Statue of Liberty. And I was rather intrigued to read that they felt that although the Statue of Liberty will feature and does feature in their material now, it's not headlined up at the top level of the hierarchy of the brand. And they think that's because now in America, most people associate the Statue of Liberty with immigration.
Okay.
They think they wanted to be wider than that subject area, as it were, more accessible to a much broader range of social injustice, where they could actually be campaigning for justice. So I think the brand itself the identity itself rather is quite intriguing in that they have 14 colours in their palette, which strikes me as quite a lot, and they've got this rather intriguing approach, which is quite interesting. They've created this little handbook where they're trying to, it's basically design guidelines, but design guidelines for non-experts. They've tried to couch it in very normal, friendly, straightforward language. And they talk about, the handbook recommends, you know, red, something else, and blue for graphics. And I think the and something else then comes from the other colours in the palette. So what they're trying to do is to create a toolkit or a system that people can engage with wherever they are, trying to create materials or collateral for the organisation, and they're giving that person an element of choice, a little element of autonomy in terms of how they actually spin out this identity. So I quite like that, because that felt to me like they were trying to create a point of touch or a moment of touch to all those other people, because a lot of their attorneys are volunteer. I think there's something like some huge number is it a million? I can't remember. Is there an absolutely huge number of volunteer attorneys all across America? So I think it's an interesting, it'll be interesting to see. In terms of the typography, I'm not a typographer, but I felt that the typography is bold, it's strong, it's caps, but it also maybe looks a little inflexible to me, but that's just my personal opinion.
Okay. What about the change in the mindset?
Yes. Well, I think that touches again to what I was saying earlier about once you've sort of confronted some of these design questions and you've tried to do that genuinely internally, it creates cultural change and it gives you an opportunity to expand the conversation space that you occupy, or even to move towards maybe even like a blue ocean strategy where you're trying to position a conversation that nobody else is having yet and that you can somehow or other then own that conversation. And maybe this is what they're trying to do when you combine that with their heritage and with their effectiveness as well. I mean, they've been very effective and very vociferous in terms of what's happening in the US at the present time on all sorts of fronts. You know, when you combine those elements together, then this brand can really stand for something. And I think that's what makes it powerful. If you're able to communicate what it is that you really believe in, what it is that you stand for, I think that's what makes messaging powerful.
Very good. So my dear listeners, if you have some time, please take a look at the article as well. If you were confused a bit still or still are, what's the design can, how much design can change and what can be changed, then I think that it gives you a very good example, and especially when we combine it with Michael's comment here.